Okay, we're up to Mem Dalet on the base. We're having... No, we're up to here. We're up to Meisvei. Right here. No, we're going to... Yeah, well, we're going to do tomorrow's blot. Okay. So the Gemara, remember, we're having a discussion. Rabbi Yossi, the way Rabbi Yochanan understood Rabbi Yossi is that when I make something hefker, it belongs to me until someone physically takes it from me. According to Chachamim, it's not hefker. It's hefker straight away. And then we said, even according to Chachamim, the first 3 days, we don't want it to be hefker because people used to cheat. And they used to make the fields hefker so they can get out of maisus. So then we had a bright, so at the beginning it sounded like a Rabbanon, but after 3 days, automatically it's hefker. That sounds like the Rabbanon. But then the second half of the bride said, if you make a timeline, you say, I want it to be hefker for a day or a week or a month, whatever it is, then afterwards, it's not hefker until someone physically takes it. Sounds like Rabbi Yossi. So we tried to answer. Yeah. Wrong.
That's Rabbi Yossi.
Rabbi Yossi.
You're inclined to the Chachamim.
Rabbi Yossi says the reason is when you own something, you did something to make it yours. Just because I said it's no longer mine, how did I make it no longer yours? You did it, exactly. You did an action to make it yours, you got to do an action to counteract that. Come hold no, hold like you. He says it. Once you walk away, you can't force me to continue owning something that I want. Yeah, oh. Anyway, so then we had two explanations of the Gemara between. We had Ula, and we had Ula, and the Chacham were made that if you make hefke for a certain period of time, Chacham made that means I'm still holding on to it, because after the week I want it back, which means I never really let go. So then the Chacham will agree that the only way you let go then is, for that week at least, if somebody takes it. So Chacham made it to Rabbi Yossi in the case where you make hefke for a short term. Because after that short term, it comes back mine, which means even when it's not mine, it's really mine. I'm connected to it. So the only way to take it out of me is somebody takes it. That's Ula's way of learning. Everything was Rabbanon. And then we had Reish Lakish's way of learning. So no, everything is Rabbi Yossi. But Rabbi Yossi, who holds that Rabbi Yossi says that we, even though it's not hefker until somebody takes it, people can forget the whole idea of hefker. They'll see it lying around, and then you give mice, and they don't understand the difference. Somebody took it, didn't take it. So Rabbanon, we decided to make it hefker straight away. Okay, so now we're up to here. Mace, I'll ask you a question. We will learn more about Kama. Hamavkir es karmai. Reuven owns a field of vineyard. He goes ahead and makes it hefker. Ule shachar the next morning. Amari stands up. Ubatzra he harvest. Nobody took the field. So he took it himself. Chayiv, he's chayiv peret uvaedlis of a sheikhot pay. It says an extra time tazav that even though you made it hefker, if you're the original owner and you take it back, you have to pay for all these things. You can't get out of it. But potter and a maisa. When you take it back, you're potter from maisa. Now, because it was hefker. Now, why was it hefker? Because you made it hefker. Who holds that nobody took it? The Rabbana, because over here, who took it back? Who took it back? The owner himself took it back. So it's like if you're saying, if you, Rabbi Yossi, says it's not hefker until someone takes it, who's the someone over here? The owner. I mean, as if he never became hefker, because it comes right back to where it started from. So Bishlay Milu Ula, I understand Ula holds Rabbanan say. And true, the Rabbanan say the first 3 days is not hefker. Oh, but right, I tell you it's hefker straight away. So therefore, even though the owner took it back, it was hefker and he's part of Maisa from the Torah. Elad is lucky. Is lucky. Holds it's Rabbi Yossi and my potter and Maisa. According to Rabbi Yossi, why is a potter from Maisa lechayda? Since it's not really Maisa, someone takes it, and someone is me. It doesn't look right. It doesn't look right. Yeah, says the Gemara. Or even according to Rabbi Yossi, you got to wait 3 days. Why is it hefker straight away? Oh, Malachi Amra. No, Rabbi Yossi, you're right. I learned the previous Brisa Rabbi Yossi. But this Brisa, I'll admit, is definitely the Rabbanon who says it's automatically hefker as soon as it leaves my Rishus. It's automatically hefker. Okay, so Gemara, yeah. I'll give you another answer in the whole question you had before. I'll get a new thing. Forget what we learned before, Rabbi Yossi holds that it's hefker. That when did Rabbi Yossi Rabban argue, we learned before that it's hefker straight away until somebody takes it. I'll give a new pshat. No. It depends how you made hefker. If you made it hefker in front of two people, that's when we say it's not hefker until somebody takes it. Because you make it in front of two people can be me and the other person. Or which is, then in that case, it's mamash like a gift. Because hefker means I'm making hefker to the whole world. If the only person knows about it is one other person, then it's really a gift. And even if only two people know about it, if the world doesn't find out, it's as if I intended one of you two guys to have it. That's a matana. You know what's hefker? According to Rabbi Yossi, when I do it in front of three people like a bezdin, the whole world will know about it. So who am I making it hefker for? For the whole world. That's real hefker. So when is it hefker that it's no longer mine straight away? If I do it in front of three people, so the whole world knows. But if I do it only in front of two people, then it's more like a gift than hefker. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. And the Rabbanan hold, it's always hefker. Two people, one person, three people. The definition of a gift is hefker not take either. The definition of a gift is that I'm limiting it only to you and between you and me.
Yeah,
but since no one else knows about it, what do you think is going to happen?
It's like I'm saying, I take $1 million, I'm putting it. Yeah. Anyone who wants to take it, would you? Who's going to take it? You're standing right there.
Exactly. Says he more e boys and hard after
day. It's a whole field, it's a whole property.
You mean much better? Give me examples of me. Hard after day, but it's not. It's good. Hard after day, but it's only two people. Hard after day, but it's close around three people. Let me hear you. Shabbos Shalom. Call a mafki b'fnei shloisha have a hefker. When is a hefker straight away in front of three? B'fnei shnayim love a hefker. In front of two people, a hefker until somebody takes it. It's more like a gift. We did learning Mara Shabbos, according to Beis Shammai, all of your utensils have to rest. So if all of your utensils have to rest, how do you have a candle burning on Shabbos? So we already learned there that what? And he makes it hefker. But l'chayit, if you need hefker in front of three people, so how do you make every Friday night you're calling three people, I'm making my candlesticks hefker? No, of course not. So in other words, you need three people. When we wouldn't on our own know that you want to make it hefker. So in order to make it happen, you need three people. But when we know 100% that every person would want to make this hefker, you don't want to be over on chametz. You don't want to be over on your kalim resting, then you don't need three people. Okay, comes along Rabbi Shimon Levi, disagrees. That's Rabbi Yechon's version. So we're using another Rabbi Yechon. The first Rabbi Yechon is Rabbi Yechon holds it's yours until somebody takes it. And this Rabbi Yechon holds it depends if it's two people or three people. Comes along as Shimon Levi argues, Nalachi Rabbi Shimon Levi, Min HaToyde, according to the Toyde, Afilu Be'echad, even one person Hefker. Uma Tam Omru Vishloisha, so why three? Kedeshe Echad Zeche Vishnaim Eden. So one person should be able to get it, and two people testify to the whole world. So it's not like Maton anymore, it's more like Hefker. Because when it's three, I'm not singling anybody out.
How do we feel
now? According to this, then, according to this, even Rabbi Yossi is Moida that is Hefker straight away before someone takes it. The only reason why over here we said when you make, however, for time, a time limit, then I never let go because I wanted to come back mine after a week. Only in that case that everyone will agree, even a bone will agree, that how does it become hefker? If I want it back mine after a week, so what kind of hefker is that? Unless somebody takes it. Until someone exactly physically takes it out of my dishes. Let's start the next pedic. The next pedic, we'll do the Mishnah today, and we Mishnah and we will do Shabbos' Gemara. Sunday starts a new pedic, so I'll see about Tio what he wants to do. Ha shutvin, so this Shabbos is going to sleep in. I mean, I'll speak to Rabbi Patil tomorrow. Hashut. Now, let me just tell you quickly over here the rule. The rule is that if two partners have, we'll have this mobasa, if you're Aleph. If two partners have a field, right? So we're partners. If I don't want to live with you anymore, I can force you to divide the field. When can I force you to divide the field? Provided the following, there's this amount of space. In those days, houses were tiny. Remember, we learned more about mobasa. If we're learning more mobasa, the size of a palace. Is, you know, if you walk with your head out and your hands up near, we're all living in palaces. We're living today in castles compared to what happened then. So what was the house? Nothing. So even their oven, their stove, they used to cook. It wasn't in the house. No room. Everything was outside. Now, a door needs four amas because the donkey used to come in loaded up and used to park in front of your door and used to dismantle, you know, or unburden the donkey. So therefore, you need four amas for every door. The chutz itself needs a minimum of 4 amas per person, so you can put your oven there and your stove there. So if the chutz had a total of 16 amas, so 4 for the doors, machlek is for every door, just one the main door, but 4 for the door, 4 then to split in the field itself, then I can force you to divide. It's called a chutz sheyesh bo din chalukah, big enough to divide. But if it's less than that, then it's a chutz she'ein bo din chalukah, it's indivisible, then we have to learn to share. And we learn to share that sometimes when you're using it, I don't use it. When I use it, you don't use it, and so on and so forth. If it's greater than 4 amas, I can not only force it to divide, but I can actually force you to build a wall. I don't want you to see my private things, and I shouldn't see your private things. You're going on sunbathing, I shouldn't have to see you, and vice versa. Now, what happens here in a case where two partners got into a big fight, and they both made a vow, Reuven and Shimon both made a vow that you should not walk into my chutzah, but we're sharing the chutzah, right? And it's indivisible. And I say, I own 50% of the chutzah, and you own 50% of the chutzah. So there's a discussion in the Gemara, and not here, but other places, whether we say a concept called yesh breder, ein breder. This is how some people learn this Gemara here. Not everyone agrees. The main time doesn't learn this way. Yesh Breda means that right now I say I have two wives with exactly the same name. I can't live anymore with both of them. I don't know which one I want to divorce. So I write a get for that name. I say whichever one comes out the door, this is a get in the cafe. Whichever one walks out the door first is the one that's going to be divorced. So there you need to implement the rules of Breda. In other words, at the time when you wrote it, you didn't know which one you wanted. But then it turned out to be that's like Yiftach said, you know, in Haftarah a couple of weeks ago. Whoever walks out of my house first is the one who's going to be a carbon. Turned out to be his daughter. Barbanel learned by the way he never killed her. It was a Barbanel or a Bagger, I can't remember. Just sent her away to a far off country. And Pinchas, it's amazing. Pinchas is a Kanoi here to save him. Here, Pinchas, all he had to do was go and be Matanedi. He didn't want to go. But anyway, he said, you come to me. But getting back over here. So, Yesh Breda means that even though at the moment we're not sure, but later on it'll be verified, it's retroactive. Ein Breda means that it can't work the way. Right now we don't know, that it doesn't help us. Tomorrow we'll find out. You don't know, you don't know. Now, when I say, you cannot walk into my field, and you say, can I walk in my field? When I walk into the field at the time, do we say, Yesh Breda is that I, that this field right now is mine? It's like each one of us owns 100% of the field 50% of the time. So therefore, but when do I own it? When I'm standing in the field, Zarai, that all along this is mine. And when you're standing in the field, all along is yours. So even though we made an edit to each other that I won't go into your field, but whenever I walk into this chatzah, in this yard, it's my yard. Because Yesh Breda. But if you hold Ein Breda, so every time I walk in the chatzah, might be this moment is yours.
So I'm only 50% bailus while I'm there.
Yes, I'm using yours. I'm having Hanah. And the chiddush here is that even though all I'm doing is walking there, Vitur is also Hanah. Remember a little before that, if a grocer adds a little bit of extra fruit that's common to, you know, to be nice and everything else. Nevertheless, that's called Vitur, and we learned that Blesma Yaka before said Vitur is also, and this Mishnah follows that pattern as well. Okay, now let's go to the Mishnah. Hashutfin shenodru hanozem is there. Two shutfin made a neder. Then they're not going to have any hanor from each other. Asudin lechon is lechatzah. Can I walk in the chatzah? Why? Because in breda and Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov zen nichin is shaloi v'nishloi. I can walk into my half, or I can walk in when I walk in. You can walk in when you walk in. Could we say yes, breda? That's how many Rishonim learn, and the Gemara Paskins like Rabbi Lezim and Yaakov, which is a big problem because halach is ein breda. Right, halach is when it comes to the Torah, ein breda, only by the Rabbanan, and yet over here we pass the Lezim and Yaakov. How does that work? As a result of that, a number of Rishonim, like the Rambam and others, want to learn that this breda here is different than other bredas. For example, all bredas are that you need tomorrow to come and verify. Here, you'll never be verified. One will never be verified. This is not a breda. Here are the get. Whoever comes out of the house first is the one that I want to give a get. So I don't know now, but I'll know tomorrow. This, how you can know tomorrow, more you can know today. Two of us share a yard that's indivisible. So we'll never know whose is what, ever. So that's something to do with Breda.
Every square inch is
it's a parcel for both of you at the same time. So when I use it, it's mine. When you use it, it's yours. That's if you hold the Breda. So we're saying here, this kind of a Breda is so strong. The Rambam wants to say that this kind of a breda here is so strong. When is a breda weak? You could have known. Could have waited till tomorrow. You would have then know who comes out of your house. So why make a suffix now? That's a weak breda. So therefore, we say ein breda. We say, what does tomorrow's resolution help today? You could have figured out today. You didn't. You could have sat and decided, I'm giving it to my first wife, my second wife, whatever. You didn't do it. Ein breda. Here, it can't figure it out. Not today, not tomorrow, every yesterday. So it's a strong breda. And a strong breda, the halach is yesh breda. That's how the Rambam wants a limp shot. Others have other ways of limp shot. Yeah. Anyway, the Rabbeinu Tam learns has nothing to do with breda here. The whole machlekes here is whether you say vitur. Is this really considered asav hanah? Walking on the yard, is that really hanah? Hanah is enjoying something. This is minimal hanah. And we pass on Lezman Yaakov that it's not I can walk in because it's not really hano. Even though before we pass on Lezman Yaakov that it is hano. Okay, let's continue by it. Ushneim asurim. However, both are forbidden laha midrechayim to place a mill or a tan or an oven. Uladana gadatanagaylim. When we both share a yard, I can bring my oven and everything else because we don't mind. That's what partners are. That's what you normally do in the yard. And since over here we don't mind, it's as if I'm having an art from you. Because really, I'm using your share of the chutz as well. But you don't mind. Oh, so you're being nice to me. I'm having an art. So you can't do that. What about if one of them, Reuben and Shimon, Reuben said, Reuben is not going to have any hanar from Shimon. Reuben can't walk in, right? Because he's having an art from Shimon. Ain't breda. Same thing before. Yes, Breda. Whenever I walk in the yard, it's my yard. I'm not walking to yours because Yes, Breda, it's my yard. Number one. So what are we adding in this case? What's the difference of both of them asana to each other and we use the rule of Breda and Breda? Only one person has the same thing. Oh, this is the Chiddush. The guy who made the neder, let's say Reuven made a neder, I don't have any benefit from Shimon, and using a pulpul of Yesh Breda to be able to walk in the yard, we don't like it. We say to Reuven, you brought the problem on you, Rabbi Zayaka says, even though I say you're allowed to walk in, you must tell us why. Because you're going to be jealous. Shimon can walk along at leisure whenever he wants because he has no problem having an hour. You are going to have a problem having an hour. For example, you can't bring your oven out and all that. So you're going to be jealous. And then eventually you're going to breach the neder. So why put yourself in that kind of a situation, in predicament? Sell. That's the chiddush case number two. Third case. What about Reuven and Shimon? Both get on very well. But Levi got into a fight with Shimon. Shimon said to Levi, they walk into my yard. Again. Every time he walks in the yard, whose yard are you? Reuven, Shimon, so you can't walk in. You can say, what do you mean? Yes, Breda, I'm walking to Reuven's chelik right now. I'm not walking to your chelik. So it's the same machlekes in a different standpoint, each one. Okay, if Reuven, let's say, said to Shimon, I don't have any hanor from you. What about Shimon has a bathhouse that he doesn't really run, but he rents it out to somebody? Is it considered his or not? If Shimon has a tfisas yad, that means he can walk into the bathhouse and take his of his belongings there. He has some control. If the landlord has some kind of control over the tenant, then you, Reuven, when you walk into that bathhouse, you're having some kind of benefit from the landlord. No, but tfisas yad means, let's say, like in a hotel, the fridges, the beds in every room of mine, and they can walk in to take it out. They have rights there. I mean, he didn't let go completely. So you're having some kind of a benefit from the landlord. But he may like to the yad, but for example, the landlord gave it over to the tenant, he has no rights anymore to the building while the tenant is there, then you're allowed to go in. Because right now it's a tenant, mutter, then you're allowed to. Yeah. Yeah. A guy says, a friend, koinim lebeit chashani nicha, I will not walk into your house. V'sot chashani lekeyach, your house is forbidden to me. Your field is forbidden to me. As long as it sounds like clearly, as long as it's yours. Meis he died. Shemochalach sold somebody else. Mutter, I can walk in. It's no longer yours. But if I say koinim by zesh anicha, this house is forbidden to me because it's spooked and I don't know whatever it is, has bad memories. This house is forbidden to me. Sodu zushani lekeyach. This field is forbidden to me. Even if you sold somebody else, it's not the ownership that bothers me. It's the that's the field, and therefore it is us. Okay, we'll stop here. Okay, we'll enjoy tomorrow's gemara. So
we haven't resolved in Zikin the machlokes about shutters. Are you a 50% owner of 100% of the field, or 100% of 50%?
That's the toss over there. That was a letter. That's a chakir that everybody has. And try to explain the Ben Yenya we try to use it to explain. We try to use it to explain many machlokes in Shutra. It's 100 of 150. It's chakir more than any other. It's not spelled out in the Gemara. We use that chakir to explain all kinds of things in the Gemara.
Yeah. The whole point.
This thing that if I'm in a fight with Shimon, I'm Levi, I can walk in the field. According to the Rashi, but it's only I can walk in if I have something to do with Reuven. If I have no connection to Reuven, I can't just walk in and say, Shimon, I'm the Reuven side of the field, your yard.
If
I'm doing for Reuven, so then I can. Yeah, then I can. Okay, I'll have a good day. Iran has a whole interesting chakiri and machlekes of shayim. If a landlord can ask the tenant to make a neder, you can't walk into the house even though you're the tenant and you paid for it.